Her Hidden Courage by Mary Wood, read by Lizzie Schenk. To my darling sister, Felicity, Fliss. It broke my heart to lose you. We played as children, sneaked out to meet boys as teens, and became wise women together. You always supported my writing, telling me how proud you were, as I was of you when you published your novel. We'll love and miss you forever. Thank you for enriching my life. And to Elma Fox, a lady I have honored in this book by naming a special character after her. Elma was the much-loved mum of Patrick Fox, someone who helped me a great deal when I began self-publishing my books by designing covers for me. Elma's life's work was as a nurse and devoted mum. May you rest in peace, dear lady. Thank you to Joanne McInnes for nominating her and for supporting me throughout my journey as an author. Part 1. Making a New Life. Chapter 1. Poland, 1937. Tamar clung onto Hannah. Isaac, Hannah's brother, stood looking on. "We will follow you, Tamar," Hannah said as she came out of the hug. "We will, won't we, Isaac?" Tamar glanced at Isaac. Doing so lifted her world. His tall, slim frame, his coal-black eyes set in his handsome face, and his jet-black hair with a yarmulke, the traditional Jewish cap, covering his crown. Tamar's heart, broken by the recent loss of her adored mama and the prospect of having to leave the only world she'd known, was soothed a little as a trickle of joy crept into her. Isaac opened his arms to her. Going into them completed that joy as he held her to him, pulled back her headscarf and kissed her long, fair hair. In answer to his sister, who looked so like him but for her wire-rimmed round glasses, Isaac said, "We will, Hannah." Then his eyes lowered to look down at Tamar again. "Have faith, Tamar. Papa is looking into arrangements for Hannah and me to join you in England. Mama will not budge, so they are staying here, but she is urging Hannah and me to go." Hannah hung her head. "I wish Mama would change her mind. I don't want to go without her and Papa. I am afraid for them. From what we're hearing of the Nazis' treatment of the Jews and Hitler's plans for our country, our community is afraid. Another family left yesterday, the Goldbergs. So many are gone or preparing to go." Isaac extended his arm to Hannah and held them both close. "I too don't want to leave them. It will break my heart, but Mama begged us to. She wants to think of us safe in London, but Babcia is not well enough to travel, and Mama, as any good daughter would, wants to care for her. She won't leave her. When she passes, Mama and Papa will join us. I don't want Babcia to pass. There are many things in life we don't want, my dear sister. But we must have the courage to face them. Babcia is very weary. She is ready to go to Elohim. She knows he has a place in heaven for her by his side." Born and brought up in Mechelinki on the Baltic Sea coast of Poland, Tamar, Hannah, and Isaac had always known love, freedom, and happiness. Now trepidation had trickled into the hearts of their fellow countrymen, and in particular their Jewish community. Many were fleeing to go to America or Britain. Turning them around to face the sea, Isaac told them, "Always remember things, our beautiful coast. Remember the times as children when we built this, castles and towers in the sand, and how our bodies tingled with the cold when we swam. Always we laughed. I can hear that sound now. Let's do it one more time. Let's swim together. But we don't have our costumes, Isaac. And besides, it will be freezing." "Ha, who needs costumes, Hannah? It is getting dark. No one will come along this way now. And as for the cold, Tamar, my love, we have braved it many times. This may be the very last chance we have of ever doing so again." With this, Isaac let go of them and stripped off his clothing, leaving only his long underpants on. Tamar felt her stomach muscles clench as she looked at his strong body. It seemed to spur her on. Dropping her bag, she kicked off her shoes and whipped off her cardigan. Then, without a qualm, she undid the button to her skirt and let it fall, before taking her short-sleeved jumper off over her head, exposing her liberty bodice. "No, Tamar! Come on, Hannah, it feels wonderful!" With this, Tamar began to roll her stockings down her calves,